You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Plane landed about 4:45 yesterday. It had been 71 degrees in Atlanta. Came back 19 in the town.
That's like literally what? That's a 60 degree difference.
Yes.
Jeez. I know you were not happy. Did you have some shorts on?
I didn't have any shorts on, and I did not have a coat either. So I had a little cardigan. I just hugged myself as tight as humanly possible.
Did you have to park the car in the big old parking lot?
Yeah.
Walk through the cold? Ooh.
I had a good space, though, by B1 Shelter.
Oh, look at you.
Got my vehicle. First stop, Jack Stack. We got me some barbecue. I said, if it's 19 degrees, I might as well go get some barbecue.
Got to.
I'm glad to be back. 2019 is set to be a fabulous year. How was your Christmas? How was your New Year?
Christmas was lovely. The kids are up. I got to take them back later on this afternoon. They got schooled again tomorrow back in Wichita, but got to hang out with them. Got to eat good. That's always good. I'll probably gain some pounds. I'm going to have to work on my 3-week diet before my Vegas trip for the birthday. Other than that, though, just hung out, chill. That's it. Wow. Two Worlds of Fun Winterfest over the weekend.
I saw the pictures of that online.
Was dope. Yeah, the kids enjoyed that. So that's what's all about. This is about the kids this week, you know.
That's right.
Now this month is all about us. Aquarius represent the rest of the month out here.
Capricorn, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're skipping.
Birthdays. Yes.
The most important sign in astrological. First of all,
why y'all the most important?
Because Jesus is a Capricorn.
Oh. Yeah,
his birthday is December 25th.
You see the CJ? She pulled a Jesus card on me. I can't top that.
You name one individual that's more important than Jesus.
Man, right.
Just one more individual that got a birthday bigger than Jesus.
That's real. Yours is coming up here soon.
Yes, January 11th.
Yes. You know, your birthday is always on a good week. Restaurant week is usually during your birthday week.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yes.
Let me find deals.
Yes, girl.
We're going to talk New Year's resolutions. And congratulations to Shaquilla Carter. She gave birth to Kansas City's first baby.
Oh, wow.
On yesterday at 12:22 a.m. at Research Medical Center.
Okay.
The little baby boy is 6 pounds, 1 ounce.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Happy New
Year. Maybe that'll be me next year.
There you go. There's your resolution. Put it out there in the atmosphere.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:22 on your Wednesday morning. 22 and cloudy outside. It's time for the Shade with Shay.
The first episode of Lifetime's 6-part docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly, is set to arrive on this Thursday. In the docuseries, Javante Cunningham, who is one of R. Kelly's former backup singers, is talking exclusively about the relationship that R. Kelly had with then 15-year-old Aaliyah. Cunningham said, quote, "We were out on the road with Aaliyah on a tour bus. There really aren't many confined spaces. When you get on the bus, there are bunks. And so these bunks have little curtains you can pull at night if you don't want anybody to see you sleeping. So it just so happened we were all laying in our bunks and the curtains are open. Everybody's communicating, laughing. When the door flew open on the bus, Robert was having sex with Aaliyah." Do you find that you're interested in watching this docuseries?
It's kind of one of those things I kind of do and I kind of don't, you know? What about you? You going to watch it?
I'm not 100% sure yet. To be honest with you, I don't know if this is something that's worthy of 6 parts.
Yeah, yeah. What's the end game?
I don't know if I'm interested in watching this for 6 parts.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Nonetheless, we'll be talking to Sparkle, who is a singer. And she worked with R. Kelly back in the day.
She
had a song called Be Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's going to be on the show on the Morning Grind talking about this docuseries and the part that she plays in it. So maybe after I talk to her and, you know, we talk to her, maybe we'll be interested.
Yeah, get some more insight on it. Yeah.
So Beyonce and Jay-Z have challenged their fans to be vegans. You down with it? I was a vegan for 6 hours one time.
I was going to say, yeah, that'll be the most I'll do.
I saw that, it's like a little documentary called, I think it's called What the Health?
Yeah, is that the one on
What
Netflix?
The Health. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I heard about it.
I watched it, but what happened was I had a piece of salmon thawing out on the sink. So I had to go ahead and eat that salmon because it's, you know, salmon high. So, you know, I had to eat it.
No, you got to. You pay for that. You got to.
But I really had changed my mind. Like, after I watched it, I was like, no more meat, fish, or nothing.
And then what made you relapse?
Well, the salmon had threw out, so I had to eat it.
And that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I used to do that for, like, my little, on Lent, on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
That was the most I've been a vegan. That's it for me.
Okay.
I'll do a day. I ain't doing no...
Jay-Z said, we all have a responsibility to stand up for our health and the health of the planet. Let's take this stand together. Let's spread the truth. Let's make this mission a movement. Let's become the green print.
Beyonce made me. That's what he should have just said.
Nah, actually, he's doing this on his own. One of his, one of the trainers that are working them out, he's got this plant-based diet book.
Can it make some plants taste like chicken?
Pizza? They do have stuff like that, y'all. They do.
You know, my son over here was a vegan.
For how long?
2 years.
Get out of here, really?
Yep, and he relapsed this year or so.
What was the first meat you ate?
What was the first meat
chicken?
You ate? Chicken.
That's always the one because I was, I didn't eat, well, I still don't eat beef and pork, but
right,
at
right.
one point I didn't eat chicken either. But yeah, I relapsed.
Yeah, I might give up the red meat again. Or something like that. I just can't give up meat yet, though. I can't find something that'll give me that substitute, that feeling.
It's the truth, Chad.
It is now 6:25 a.m. We got one question for you. 816-576-7103. Hit us up and let us know
why you mad, though.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I'm in pain and I can't sleep. And that's why I'm mad.
What's going on
because
with the pain?
Because somebody's silly mama yesterday ran the stoplight, ran into a stop hole, stopped, bumped the light, and it fell down the car, into my car, and messed me up and had me in the hospital. And that's why I'm mad.
Well, Cindy, you know you're going to get you that little case going, so
you know that,
you can use a couple dollars.
Meanwhile, I can't rake it up like I want to.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to rake with some hurt ribs.
I'm sliding and gliding across. It hurt, you know what I'm saying? The thing all tight on my leg, man, bro, they got me messed up.
Nah, you can't be doing that dancing with the broom and all that, like Genuine, that video. You can't be doing all that, Cindy.
Ooh.
All right, boo. Thank you for...
I
don't carry nothing that would be of help to you.
Now you're going
to
need some rest and relaxation and some Jerry Springer today. That's what you're going to need.
Right. Okay, y'all. Let me get ready.
Yeah, you have a good one. Okay, rest up.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At least 19 states are going to increase their minimum wages on or around New Year's Day, including here in Missouri.
All right.
$7.85 right now is the minimum wage. In Missouri, it'll go up to $8.60, increasing 85 cents a year until it reaches $12 an hour in 2023.
I'm happy for that.
Me too.
Yeah. I want people to get their money.
People to be able to afford to live.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about how expensive it is to own and operate a car in Missouri. I've lived in other states and it wasn't that expensive. And every year when they send me that property tax, boy, look, I'd be like, why is this so high?
Yeah.
And if you don't have the wages to support that, you'll be riding dirty. And, you know, people make jokes about it around the tax time and they put pictures up of people with temp tags for 2 years and all this other stuff. But the reality is people just don't have the money to be able to live for themselves. So I'm glad that the voters decided to give folks more money to live. It's not like you saying everybody need to make $900,000 an hour. I mean, $8.60 is...
I read an article about a woman. She was worried about people might stop going to restaurants and stuff because of, like, certain restaurants might raise prices on certain meals now because of the the pay raise or the minimum wage raise on that. What do you think about that?
People are being tricked by the rich establishment who are acting like a change of 20, 30, 40, 50 cent is going to affect their bottom line. These people are taking home millions and billions of dollars in profit, and allowing the least of these to get a little bit is not getting ready to change anything that they have. So I'm not buying it. Kudos to the voters for increasing the minimum wage and the other 19 states who did the same thing.
That's real.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shay. On Hot 103 Jam.
When I graduated college, one of my mentors told me, get a piece of paper and write down all the things that you want to accomplish now that you're out of school. And so I did it. I laminated it and I carried it everywhere with me, Play. And when I look back at that list, I've literally accomplished everything off that list except two things.
What are those two things, Shay?
Oh, well, that's not that important. What the two is. But they're not in my control. I'll put that out there.
Okay. How many things do you have on that list?
It was over 10.
Oh, good. Okay.
And ever since then, I always update my list. So I was getting my nails done at Nisha Nails, and she was telling us about her accomplishing her goals as well. And that there was a scripture that one of her customers told her about, Habakkuk 2:2, which is write the vision, make it plain. And so that was what my mentor was telling me about. I never knew that it was Habakkuk, like where it was in the Bible.
It was written.
There's something about writing your goals down versus just saying, oh, I want to do something. This power in writing things down, Play.
It's real that you saying that. It's got me thinking for real myself.
So on New Year's Eve, my boyfriend and I sat down and we wrote our list and tucked it into that scripture. So we'll see what happened.
What was the number one thing on that list?
I wanted to lose some more weight. I've actually lost a lot of weight over the years, but I wanted to lose some more weight. I want to interact with my family more. I'm very, very busy. I do a lot of different things, but I want to make sure that my family knows that they're important. So I need to spend more time with them, including my nieces and nephews. I'm encouraging folks to write something down. Don't just say it. Don't do New Year's resolutions, because they're saying that most people give up their New Year's resolutions after 12 days in the new year.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people that say, I'm going to go work out, and then usually, like you say, a week or two later, they're done or whatnot. So I definitely hear what you're saying.
It's something about
and
writing that down.
That's one thing
that
I haven't done. I have not done that, Shay. Literally write down my goals.
Okay,
or
we got to get a little piece of paper. Get a little piece of paper right fast. Look. What you want to put on your list? What's going to go on your list?
First thing is going on my list is debt.
Okay.
I want to cut down, especially now my son, he's about to get ready to college. I want to teach him how to, you know, I want to be able to show him the way and not be in debt like I was coming
out of
college.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at you, Daddy.
You know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes and make sure there are others that are close to us or whatnot learn from those mistakes or don't go through the same things we went through.
That's right. So we're going to get our figurative pieces of paper out. Kansas City, what is going on your goals list for 2019 that you're going to stash in Habakkuk?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is now 7:23, cloudy and 22 downtown. Time for the Shade with Shay.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
Alrighty.
Actor Taye Diggs is 48 today.
Wow, that's a young 48.
You remember LDB from the group Immature?
Yeah.
He's 38 today.
Little drummer boy.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Sheree Whitfield, reality star from Love & Hip Hop. I mean, not Love & Hip Hop. What's the name of that
Real show? Housewives of Atlanta.
There you go. She's 49 today.
We're going to check her, boo.
London Delicious Charles, former reality star, is 41 today. Bryson Tiller, singer-songwriter, is 26
just
today.
Just literally heard from him. That's what's up.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr., he's 51 today.
Show me the money.
That's right. Happy birthday to everybody born.
A young 51.
On January. What's today, the 2nd?
Yeah, the 2nd of the year.
I pay my rent, dang.
Oh.
Child, Tiffany Haddish's show in Miami didn't go quite as planned. Folks who were at the show in Miami say that she bombed her packed out New Year's Eve comedy show. Several fans booed and walked out of the show on her.
I saw like a Twitter video of some dude like literally in front of the stage talking bad about her.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
That was very disrespectful.
One of my cousins would have probably kicked him in the head. I found that to be disrespectful. But a lot of people are taking to social media saying that, you know, why are they giving her such a hard time? Everybody has a bad night. What do you think about that?
You can have a bad night, but not on that night. You can't do New Year's Eve. You can't have all these people because, you know, they paid a pretty good ticket to come see Tiffany. So you expect a real good show. And it happens. It's like if you go to the Chiefs game and the Chiefs ain't doing good or whatever, you're going to boo a little bit. That's part of the game when you're a professional.
She says that she started forgetting her jokes and even admitted
it.
Then she reached for an iPad so that could like go over.
Nah,
I'm being serious, fam.
Shay, she didn't go for an iPad to remember her jokes.
For her set.
No, you can't do that.
And then after that, she started drinking. She opened up a bottle of Ciroc and started drinking with fans.
Yeah.
And then she tweeted after the show, yes, this happened. I wish it was better, Miami. I prayed on it, and I have a strong feeling this will never happen again. Some people thought that she may have been under the influence of something.
Oh, it had to be. I mean, I guess she could take a joke for herself and take the hit, but yeah, that's not a good look for her. But I'm not one of those people that's going to wish that, you know, like, if she goes away and all that. I wouldn't say that all that, but yeah, she's got a lot of work to do, especially when all these people have been coming at her and saying that she's not as funny as she is or don't deserve the spotlight that she has. So I think she has extra emphasis in 2019 to make sure that she is funny and that people are going to talk about her in a different light, in my opinion.
Shoot, the government shut down. People ain't got money the way they used to. So you
if
you putting on a performance and trying to entertain folk, you got to come through with that business.
You know that wasn't a $20 ticket. That was probably a pretty bill.
No, over 100. You know you got to come with that work, especially in Miami. So Wendy Williams and her husband, Kevin Hunter, were going through the rumor mill saying that they were getting a divorce because his mistress of 10 years is pregnant. Well, Wendy's denying that. She said, you don't know what y'all talking about. We still together.
And the mistress still there.
She ain't acknowledging the mistress.
That would make me feel some type of way. I've been taking care of you for 10 years and you still got this chick on the side. Was good.
She been taking care of him longer than that.
Is it really that good?
It must be. I don't want nothing like that. I'd rather take some mediocre.
I'll take a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, keep my money in the bank. Give me some mediocre. I can finish the race.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
2019 here already.
Here already.
Boy, look, as I've gotten older, it seems as though time has sped up. Have you noticed that?
Definitely have noticed that since my 30s, yes.
When I was in high school, it seemed like it would take forever for 3 o'clock to get there. Now I look up every day, it's 9:30. So making sure that you are directing your life is super important. We've been talking about setting goals. I don't say that I'm going to do a resolution. I think that that's something that a lot of people take for granted now. And studies are saying that folk give up their resolutions within 12 days of setting them. So I told a story about my mentor who told me to write down all of my goals. I laminated it and carried it around with me for a year. And everything on that list, except two things, came to pass. And so I didn't realize that it was actually a scripture in the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2, which is write the vision, make it plain. And I was getting my nails done not too long ago, and Nisha was like, girl, I put this in, I got my husband after I wrote. I was like, girl, what? So she was telling me about Habakkuk, and I was like, shoot, I did that years ago. So now we back at it. I wrote it down, some new things to my list to accomplish, and you added.
And I'm working on one, so I got Dez number one. Working out would be number two. I want to. It's not really losing weight. I just want to get into more of a routine of doing it.
Okay.
Like, I need to at least go 3 times a week, at least.
That's what do you want to do? Like, you want to play basketball? You want to run? You want to... What would be something that would keep you engaged?
Just get down more in my sizes, really, is really what it comes down to. Just wearing better clothes. And I actually thought about maybe playing, like, baseball or softball maybe in the summertime or something.
Okay.
You know, get into a league or something. Be more active. It seems like a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I'm with that, too.
You get to that age, you start doing things like that, you know, you... to feel my competitive urge to being on Madden and playing NBA 2K all day.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's... And another thing I added, too, is reading more.
Yes. Reading is so important.
I started reading a little bit, like, the year before, so 2017. 2018, I didn't read as much as I did. I was a little bit more busy, but I want to get back to reading some more books, you know, try to get into that. Even reading the Bible. I haven't really, like, read the Bible front to back and all that, so maybe get into that. Maybe that's what I should start doing, reading the Bible more. Maybe that's... Yeah. Change it to reading the Bible more instead of just reading.
So what are you thinking about putting on your list for 2019?
Super busy. I work full time. I'm at school and being a mom. So I found that last year I was always really exhausted by the end of every day. And after I would finish taking care of him, I was so tired I just wanted to go to bed. So I just want to take an hour to myself every day, whether that's watch a show or go running or reading a book. And hopefully that'll make me a lot happier.
Aww.
That sounds like a good resolution. I need to pass that on to one of my kids' moms because I think she's been struggling with that too. So that's a good look.
It's really overwhelming, like being a working mom.
It is. A woman's work is never done. I mean, no. Literally, it's always something to do.
And it was just getting to a point where I would just, as soon as I laid him down at 8 o'clock at night, I'd just go to bed because I was so tired. You know, and so I think taking that hour to myself and solely for myself will really help that, you know?
Well, good. Well, you stick to that goal for 2019, okay?
Thanks. You guys have a happy new year.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Why are you blindfolded? What's good with this? You're throwing me off right now. Why are you blindfolded?
Well, you know, I've been in celebratory mode. You know, I saw Bird Box on Netflix.
Oh no.
And I'm hoping that I can attract that beautiful black man that was in that movie into my existence. Hopefully my boyfriend ain't listening right now. No, don't tell him what I said.
Does he follow your social media? Or your page telling all the biz?
Yes, he
what
is.
What is good with this movie? Why is everybody talking about this dude? Is he that fine, first of all? And is this movie that
good?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, once he came into the scene, I was like, forget what was going on.
Is he going to be in the Black Panther sequel coming up?
I hope so. I hope he's in every movie. Every television show.
It sounds like he will be.
Every blog post.
He's going to be on Power now. You're going to have a scene with Angela.
So did you get a chance to see it? They say 45 million people, accounts, that is, watched at least 70% of the film.
Isn't this the most watched movie on Netflix?
That's what they're saying, that this is the most watched. And they were saying that if this were to be calculated in terms of box office, that it would have been one of the biggest opening weeks.
Wow.
In box office history, as many people saw this.
I wonder how that compared to, like, what just came, like Aquaman and all that. That would be crazy.
I saw Aquaman too. That was good.
That was a good one too. Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was long. But I went to see it at a studio movie grill place where they serve you dinner and stuff.
Yeah. We used to have one up north in Zona Rosa.
Really?
One time. Yeah. They closed it. Yeah.
So that kind of helped with the longevity of the movie.
So tell me about
still
this
snacking.
Bird Box though, because everybody's talking like this is the greatest movie out right now. Is it really good?
I enjoyed it. It was something to do.
It was long, too.
Oh, it was like 2 hours long.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock was in it. She getting older, FYI. But it was like some sort of phenomenon happened in the world which caused people to see these animals that caused them to commit suicide. And so the movie was really about that. And Sandra Bullock had like some sort of disorder herself where she didn't connect with people. So she was pregnant. It was a lot.
Cassandra doing a real serious, crazy movie. Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot. But, I mean, it was something to do. I enjoyed it.
Might have to check it out this weekend, maybe.
You should. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the kids be on that all day. I got to have that.
Well, if something go wrong with Brian's password, I'm coming for yours next. You don't think Stephanie be... I ain't trying to get with him. I just want y'all password, Steph.
I don't think she'll care.
Okay, just making sure.
She's not Backyard Becky or whoever that girl is that called the police on. She ain't that girl.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's my mantra. Money.
Say, that's on the list, huh?
Money. Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Playmaker in for B-Shine in 807 right now, cloudy in 23 in Harrisonville. Get your money, man.
Speaking of money, a woman won the Jamaican lottery for $1 million. It's called Super Lotto down there.
Super Lotto.
So when she came to pick up the money, she had on a big yellow emoji face mask that covered her entire face.
I know why she did that.
She's my hero, fam.
She don't want nobody to know her, who she is, the identity. Woo.
And the emoji was the winking eye emoji.
Oh, my God.
I love it. That's my type of chick. We need to hang out, girl.
Where you get those at?
For real, girl? You want to hang out, girl?
How much is $1 million?
Call me, girl.
Right. How much is $1 million in Jamaica? How much is that worth?
Probably $17 million
right,
here.
I was going to say, man, that's some money.
She says that she is elated because she was drowning in debt. I think there's a lot of people who are doing the same thing, especially after the holidays. When you tried to give your family and friends all of that, you left with bills on bills on bills.
You got to do better with that. I know we want to take care of our peoples, but it ain't worth going broke for.
Coming up in the new year, we're going to have some folks on the show to help people with that, get rid of that debt. Reach out to Marquita Miller. Talk to her about that.
I need to listen to that.
Oh, for real, though. I'm going to do that coming up next week when we're back 100%. Brian B. Shannon will be back in the building next week, and I'll be here celebrating my birthday next Friday,
yes,
too.
Yes, right before the Chiefs game. That's going to be a big weekend for you.
Oh, Brian, get me some tickets to the game on the 12th.
He sits in the end zone area, right?
He is in the end zone.
Always
six
on the TV,
rows off of the field. His seats are...
Yeah, it's gonna be a good look. It might be
those
playing,
seats are so dope.
Might be playing Baltimore again.
Everybody's talking about the Chiefs all over the country, though. When I was in Atlanta, a lot of folks were
really
talking. Yeah,
he's are they
like
for right now?
A phenom.
Who do you think the city's rooting for right now, since Atlanta's not in the playoffs?
I think they just bitter right now. They just bitter. Anybody but the Saints, because that's their big rival.
Yeah. And then Georgia got whooped on.
Oh, my God. Did they get mercilessly? Well, the score wasn't that, you know, bad at the end. I think it was 28-21, but they had been scoreless for the first half.
It wasn't that close, like you say.
It was not. They were able to get some late touchdowns, but, whew, I tell you. Football's something else, ain't it?
It is.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
All right, it's now 8:24. Cloudy and 24 over Shawnee. Time for The Shade with Shay.
So Kobe Bryant and his wife, Vanessa, are expecting their fourth baby girl.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Aww. Four girls in a household. Including his wife?
That'd be five.
Man, that wouldn't drive him crazy, huh?
I think his daughters play basketball. There's pictures of them holding these trophies and in basketball uniforms. Oh, that's cute. Go ahead, Vanessa. She stood in there. She stuck and stayed.
Oh, that's sweet. You know you're going to want a boy, though. You're about to have a fifth kid here soon.
You think so?
Yeah. Don't you? I figure every guy wants a boy, right?
Why?
I don't know. I know I wanted a boy. I wanted a boy and a girl. I wanted to have the best of both worlds so I could experience both. And I got that. So.
Look at your boy sitting over there. He's sleepy.
I know.
Wake up, CJ.
Yeah. That's what you get for staying up to 3 a.m. every night. Trying to keep me up, talk to his friends. Got to talk about all night.
So apparently, the rumor mill says that Toni Braxton and Birdman might have ended things.
Whoa. What happened with that?
Toni uploaded a photo saying, quote, starting a new chapter isn't always an easy choice, but always choose to be chosen. She also deleted all photos from her page.
Oh,
meanwhile, Birdman posted and then deleted, it's over.
Oh, it's over. You take the pictures off of Instagram and all that, you know it's done.
They too old for this. Both of them is 50. Like, you know. They are. They too old for this. You don't do that on social media, in my opinion. But
you know what's kind of funny? This kind of happened after she kind of talked about her husband recently.
When she was on Wendy Williams that time. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. You right. Because she started. No, it wasn't Wendy Williams. It was when she was on the Red Table Talk and she started crying about him.
Yeah.
She did start crying. Ooh.
We getting the band back together?
I can't. Fab. So we're going to have R&B singer Sparkle. You remember her song, Be Careful?
Oh, I had the album.
She was on R. Kelly's label, and she's going to be calling into the show on Friday to talk about the special Surviving R. Kelly, which is a 6-part docuseries that's going to be airing on Lifetime beginning this Thursday.
That's going to be a deep show. You going to watch, you plan on checking out the first episode?
I mean, this is not Roots, so I don't know why it needs to be six parts.
Yeah.
I don't see where the R. Kelly thing needs to be that long, but that's just me. I don't see me.
I'm assuming his ex-wife is going to be in this documentary?
Probably, because she's out there too still. Uh-huh. She's trying to get on TV too.
That's just a sad thing all around.
It is. It's an awful situation. One of his background singers, Javante Cunningham, is also going to be featured on here. She was talking about when R. Kelly and Aaliyah were dating. At the time, he was 27 and she was 15. Of course, he ultimately married Aaliyah at 15, and her family had that annulled within the year that the marriage happened. So Javante gave some real shocking details about what it was like being on the road with R. Kelly and Aaliyah, and how he was actually having sex with her on the bus that they were on. So if you're interested, you can check it out on Thursday on Lifetime.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.